K is for Killer by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1994 by Sue Grafton. This recording of the full-length reading of K is for Killer was published by arrangement with Sue Grafton, care of the Aaron M. Priest Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. The statutory definition of homicide is the unlawful killing of one human being by another. Sometimes the phrase "with malice" is employed, the concept serving to distinguish murder from the numerous other occasions in which people deprive each other of life, wars and executions coming foremost to mind. Malice in the law doesn't necessarily convey hatred or even ill will, but refers instead to a conscious desire to inflict serious injury or cause death. In the main, criminal homicide is an intimate personal affair, insofar as most homicide victims are killed by close relatives, friends, or acquaintances. Reason enough to keep your distance if you're asking me. In Santa Teresa, California, approximately 85% of all criminal homicides are resolved, meaning that the assailant is identified, apprehended, and the question of guilt or innocence is adjudicated by the courts. The victims of unsolved homicides I think of as the unruly dead, persons who reside in a limbo of their own, some state between life and death, restless, dissatisfied, longing for release. It's a fanciful notion for someone not generally given to flights of...